Now the news. I'm Do Kunyu. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce says China firmly opposes the adding of 33 Chinese entities to the U.S. export control on verified list. The ministry says that the United States has in recent years continually taken unilateral measures to suppress enterprises, institutions and individuals of other countries, using export controls as a tool of political repression and economic bullying. It said such behaviors have led to difficulties and obstacles for normal economic and trade cooperation between Chinese and U.S. enterprises, severely damaged international economic and trade orders and free trade rules, and posed a serious threat to global industrial and supply chains. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron met in Kiev on Tuesday to discuss the peace process aimed at resolving the crisis in and around Ukraine. Zelensky has voiced the hope that the next meeting of leaders of the Normandy Four, which includes Ukraine, France, Germany and Russia, may take place in the near future. Macron has said that the Minsk agreements are a path to de-escalation and lasting peace in Ukraine. Earlier, Macron visited Moscow and spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin over issues such as the Ukrainian situation and European security. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows global COVID-19 cases surpassed 400 million on Tuesday. The global death toll from COVID-19 has reached over 5.7 million. The United States reported over 77 million cases and more than 908,000 deaths, both the highest counts around the world. India recorded the world's second largest caseload, followed by Brazil. The global caseload exceeded 300 million on January the 6th. The Chinese mainland on Tuesday recorded 73 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. Of the new local infections, 72 were reported in Guangxi and 1 in Liaoning. Tuesday also saw 7 provincial-level regions reporting 37 imported COVID-19 cases. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says zero COVID-19 is the best strategy for the region's current anti-epidemic situation. Lam has stressed that Hong Kong should adhere to the anti-epidemic strategy to buy time for enhancing the vaccination rate in order to avoid unbearable pressure on Hong Kong's hospitals. Lam also unveiled a series of stringent anti-epidemic measures due to the recent surge of COVID-19 cases. Hong Kong Tuesday reported 625 new cases of COVID-19. An Chan has more.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the current social distancing measures are being extended further to February 24th. These measures, which were originally meant to last till February 18th, include a ban on 17 premises like bars, beauty parlors, gyms, major and non-essential gatherings, as well as a cap on dining in at restaurants after 6 p.m. So hair parlors and places of worship will be added to this list. So from Thursday onwards, they will be temporarily shut till February 24th as well. Now, aside from banning premises, social gatherings will also be tightened. So gatherings in public will be lowered to a maximum of 2 people, and the cap for dining in at most restaurants will be tightened to 2 people per table as well.
The World Food Program has warned that an estimated 13 million people are facing hunger across Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia as the Horn of Africa grappled with severe drought caused by the driest conditions since 1981. Sean Hughes is the UN agency's senior regional emergencies advisor.
We're already seeing these consecutive drought episodes really biting for communities, and that's why WFP urgently requires $327 million. In order to reach 4.5 million of the worst affected people in those areas with relief food assistance and with treatment and prevention of acute malnutrition.
The WFP says it'll be launching its regional drought response plan for the Horn of Africa, where teams are already supporting families with cash and emergency assistance and providing life-saving food and nutrition assistance to affected communities. Natalie Geisenberger of Germany stormed the women's singles gold in the Beijing 2022 luge event at the Yanqing Sliding Center on Tuesday. The German athlete clocked a combined time of just over 3 minutes and 53 seconds in 4 runs. Her teammate Anna Berater claimed silver, while Tatiana Ivanova of the Russian Olympic Committee took bronze. It's Geisenberger's 6th Olympic medal. She also won singles and team golds in both Sochi and Pyeongchang Games. And that's the news. I'm Do Kunyu.